This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli defense minister said on Monday Israel will gradually transition to the next phase of its operations in Gaza.
In every area where we achieve our mission, we will be able to transition gradually to the next phase and start working on bringing back local population.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a joint news conference in Tel Aviv with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, as Austin called for reducing harm to civilians and transitioning from highly intensity operations to more surgical ones. Attacks by the Yemeni Houthi militant group on ships in the Red Sea are forcing freight firms to reroute in order to avoid the Suez Canal. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
The latest attacks came Monday when the Houthis said drones were launched against two cargo vessels in the area. The Iran-aligned Houthis said the attacks are a response to Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip, which Israel launched after the October 7 rampage by Hamas militants. The situation has prompted the United States and its allies to discuss a task force that would protect Red Sea routes, something Iran has warned would be a mistake. In Israel on Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said no group or state should test America's resolve.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Pope Francis has formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The Vatican issued a new document explaining a radical change in Vatican policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. The document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office was released Monday.